some thought the 10 female and 2 male jurors would spend days deliberating. Instead, they spent an hour eating a late dinner and another hour reaching their decision. This didn't surprise Carrie Roach, the owner of Stephenville's popular Jake and Dorothy's Cafe.
I'm glad there was justice served, and I'm just glad there's closure for the families. That's the main thing, to put this down to rest. They've been through a lot the last 2 years, so the families need peace now. All parties involved.
Roach knows a lot of people in this small town, including the judge, some of the jurors, and the attorneys.
Alan Nash, the prosecutor, used to sit at the counter with my mother before law school. The judge, I went to school with his brother was closer to my age than his daddy. But I've known all them their entire life and grew up around the defense, Shay Isham's parents. You know, it's just all hometown men.
The trial involving the U.S. military's most decorated sniper is, Roach says, the biggest thing that's ever happened in this small college town. Stephenville is known around the state for its milk production and the number of professional cowboys and cowgirls per square mile. Now America and the world know it as the place where Chris Kyle and Chad Littlefield were murdered at a high-end gun range.
If you shoot two people in the back and you leave in their truck and take guns, and, you know, go somewhere else, how are you not guilty? I mean,
Catherine Hullum works at the cafe.
To me, it was that they showed the real Eddie Roth, is what I think. Ralph, however you say his name.
Eddie Ray Ralph appeared subdued in court, both when the verdict and sentencing was read out loud and when Littlefield's dad and stepbrother addressed him, reading their victim impact statements. Outside the courthouse, Littlefield's mom said this to reporters.
We've waited 2 years for God to get justice for us on behalf of our son. And as always, God has proved to be faithful.
Chris Kyle's widow, Taya, did not talk with the media. She left the courtroom upset when the defense was giving closing arguments. Scooter Stevenson is from Cleburne, but was passing through town and stopped to witness the end of this trial.
In my opinion, life no parole is not good enough. He should have got the needle.
Another local, passerby Roger Amons, thinks so too.
I wish he had got the death penalty, really, because I'm a veteran and he shot one of his own comrades in the back.
But Ralph's attorneys say he was delusional, a paranoid schizophrenic who has long suffered from a mental illness, that he did not know right from wrong at the time of the shootings. Repeatedly, the defense said Ralph believed Kyle and Littlefield were going to kill him, so he killed them first. Ralph's attorneys planned to appeal. Dwahli Saikautau, KERA News, Stephenville.